Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important, how to set and actually achieve mental health goals. Ever feel like you're setting these intentions, but then life just throws a curveball and boom, they vanish faster than that last slice of pizza? Yeah, me too, but trust me, it doesn't have to be this way. We can learn to level up our mental game and actually make progress towards feeling happier, more balanced, and less stressed out. This isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect Zen. We're all human. This is about taking small, manageable steps that add up to big changes over time. So grab your headphones, a cuppa, and get ready to tap into some serious mental wellness wisdom. Here are 5 things you need to know about setting those mental health goals and actually crushing them. First up, make it specific. Be happier is vague, right? Think about what that actually means for you. Do you want more energy? Less anxiety? More quality sleep? Pinpoint exactly what you're aiming for. It's like trying to reach a destination without knowing the address. You're just wandering around aimlessly. So get specific. Number 2. Break it down. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in a week. It's overwhelming, and let's be honest, probably not sustainable. Instead, break your big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just decide to run 26 miles on day 1, right? You start with shorter runs, gradually increasing the distance. Same goes for mental health goals. Little wins lead to big victories. Next up, make it measurable. How do you know if you're actually making progress? Track your results. It could be anything from journaling your mood each day to logging how many hours of sleep you get. Seeing those numbers climb or improve can be super motivating and helps keep you accountable. Remember, what gets measured gets managed. Number 4. Be realistic. Don't set yourself up for failure by aiming for the impossible. Start with something achievable and build from there. We're not talking about mediocrity here, but let's be honest. Life throws curveballs. It's okay to adjust your goals if needed. Just keep moving forward. And finally, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. It could be anything from finishing a workout to sticking to your meditation practice for a week. Celebrate those victories and remind yourself that you're capable of achieving amazing things. High fives all around. Speaking of real-world examples, imagine this. You've decided your goal is to reduce stress levels. Instead of saying, "I want to be less stressed," maybe your specific goal is, "I want to meditate for 10 minutes every morning." You break that down into smaller chunks, starting with just 5 minutes and gradually increasing the time. You track your progress in a journal, noticing how calmer you feel after each session. You hit milestones, a week of consistent meditation, 2 weeks, a whole month. You celebrate each achievement with a little treat for yourself. Maybe a bubble bath or a delicious healthy meal. See? It's not just about the destination. It's about enjoying the journey and celebrating those wins along the way. So remember, setting and achieving mental health goals is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and most importantly, keep moving forward. You got this. This episode has been all about how to set and achieve those mental health goals, making them specific, breaking them down, measuring your progress, being realistic, and celebrating those wins along the way. Remember, you're capable of incredible things. Now go out there and tap out of overstimulation with a clear mind and a focused plan. Want to share your own mental wellness journey? Let me know in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. See you in the next episode, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.